serious note, Microsoft says Google is lying about FISMA certification. The arguments over Google's apps for government, Google says they're FISMA certified, but Microsoft has released some court documents that appear to refute that. Both companies in a pretty intense battle to provide cloud email and collaboration services at the Interior Department as cloud services spread all across government. My next guest has worked with both companies, most recently Google. Sean McCarthy's research director for IDC Government Insights. Sean, thank you for being on the program today.
Francis, hi. How are you? Good to talk with you again.
I'm well, thanks. It's nice to have you back on. Do you think Google jumped the gun a little bit on this?
I do. Let me correct one thing. I haven't actually worked at those companies, but I have done some consulting work via IDC where I work for them. So
understood.
That out there. But yeah. Here's what basically is happening. I did call GSA for comment on this, and what is very telling to me is I could not get them to provide either a yes or a no answer when I asked them if they could say Google Apps for Government is officially certified, FISMA certified, that is. Now, that said, Google does have some good points, but I like to call it a letter of the law versus spirit of the law sort of thing. When you look at the letter of the law, the way the FISMA rules are written, when a product is changed, it does have to go through a recertification, at least for those pieces that have been added. And Google Apps for Government has been enhanced, slightly augmented, let's say, from the thing that was given FISMA approval by GSA, and that original product was called Google Apps Premier. So without that addition being separately certified, then there's a little bit of a gray area. Does the original certification still apply to Google Apps for Government? GSA will not say that it does, but it will also not say that it doesn't. So we're kind of left to draw our own conclusion, and that conclusion is, they are still working them. Two people from GSA have said, well, we're still working with Google on this certification. Seems to indicate that more is to come.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, being able to claim it at this point is really pushing the envelope. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, so the letter of the law is when a component changes, the whole thing, or at least the change component, has to be recertified.
There's actually three levels of that.
Okay.
Google probably falls into the second one where the individual additions have to be certified. But the thing is there is not a version available, at least as of today, of Google Apps for Government that does not have those additions in it. So, that means that you can only buy it with those, unless they're planning on reissuing it as the old Google Premier, which they have made no indication that they have. Their only claim is, Google Apps for Government is, it falls under the certification of the other product.
All right, so that's the letter of the law. Tell me what you're talking about the spirit of the law and what you see in this whole conversation.
Right. Well, in this particular case, because Google Apps for Government is very similar, it's basically a derivative product from the thing that was formerly called, Google Apps Premier. Because of that, they're saying, really, nothing's changed. It's all the same product, and that product has been FISMA certified. It's true, but you've got two things. You've got some additions to it, like we just said. You've got the name change, and you've got it, something that has been packaged specifically for the government market here. Like I say, they're pushing the envelope. They kind of meet the spirit of the law, but in order to claim full certification, let's say it might be safer to say that it is compliant, because it looks like it will meet all of the obligations, but it has not been certified, at least not these additions, has not been certified by GSA.
How worried should an agency be if I'm sitting here and I am using this product and this whole conversation is going on? Is this something I should be all bent out of shape about?
Probably not. This is more of a marketing issue. As the average cloud user in government, there is flexibility as to whether the procurement officer has to require FISMA compliance or not. For some products it is required, for some there isn't. It depends on how they're used, etc. So the average government worker doesn't necessarily need to concern themselves. But from a standpoint of how this is sold to the government, it's sort of like going to a car lot, and you see a car that's listed as having leather seats. And then you find out, well, they're not really in there yet, but we're going to put them in there sometime in the future.
I see.
You know, it's sort of like bait and switch. Now, the argument is that, you know, the cloud product offered by Google to the government, excuse me, not Google, Microsoft to the government, also is not FISMA compliant, and that's very true. The difference is that they didn't claim the FISMA compliance.
It'll be interesting to watch this unfold, and as it does, we'll look forward to having your insights, because this is, as the whole concept of the cloud and software as a service expands, these kinds of debates, I'm sure, aren't going away, so I'll look forward to having you come back and explain them to me.